Thank you, Charles. Does that mean I can say anything I want to, and because of that disclaimer, it won't matter? Also, he misled you. There is no question and answer session after my presentation this morning. Tomorrow we will, but not this morning or this afternoon, because all the presentations that will be done, I'm sure that all of the questions that you came here with will be answered. Normally, I only end these analyst meetings and make my presentation then. I wanted to open this one just to help frame the meeting itself. I wasn't sure what it would be like to see all of you here today, knowing what you've been through. It's one of the few times you've come to see us when we might actually feel better than you do. So pardon me if I stand a little taller today, but I will not strut, because I understand that this world has a way of turning quickly right now. But we do appreciate you being here and appreciate the challenges that each of you have gone through. One of the great things about working for Walmart, and particularly for my job, is that you get to travel the world for free, which isn't all that much fun most of the time, but you get to talk to an extraordinary group of people. I just got back this past week from Asia, where I visited with government leaders, with business people, CEOs, and with customers, and of course with Walmart associates. And you get a real sense, as you do that, in what is on people's minds, what are people struggling with, what are they excited about. And the same is true here in the U.S., where we get to have an interaction with those people who are very much involved with what the government is doing, what companies are doing in reaction to what's happening in the economy. And, of course, one of the things I find really interesting is how government people and other CEOs want to know what's happening at Walmart, other than this fly that's going to terrorize me the entire time. They want to know, what are we seeing with our customers, because we are so much closer to the customer than most of the people who supply us, or clearly, and I say this carefully, clearly more so than what government officials tend to be close to customers. It is clear in this environment that the customer is more cautious and more thoughtful about what they buy, and they are also more thoughtful and more careful about when they buy it. I'm sure Eduardo, in his presentation with his team, will talk to you about that and help you understand a little more how that's reflected in the Walmart business. It is an interesting time. And people that I've met in the hallway have already asked me, are you optimistic? Are you pessimistic? I tend to think that what we are at Walmart is realistic. We have through the three-year plan that was instituted at Walmart U.S., and through what we're doing in Sam's and what we're doing in International, we have had a very purposeful strategy of how we wanted to position this company. It has to do with inventory management. It has to do with the capital efficiency program, which I would take a moment and say thank you to many of you in this audience who pushed us to think about our return on investment and the balance between growth and returns 2 years ago, that caused us to go through the capital efficiency process and have positioned us so well for this current environment. And I know you're always going to these meetings and people are thanking you for your input. But I do mean that, because I think whether it's serendipity or whether it's great planning, those things have helped us to have a very conservative balance sheet, conservative method of managing our finances that have put us in good order financially. Where, if you think about just the inventory management, has not only improved our financial results, It has improved our financial stability. I want to talk just a second, though, about kind of where we are and what I am positive about. Because quite honestly, I am very positive about a number of things. The thing I'm most positive about is driving from my office to here. I went by a service station where the price of regular was $209.9 in Bentonville, Arkansas, just 30 minutes ago. For our core customer, 20% of whom do not have a bank, that is an extraordinary change in out-of-pocket expense. And so I'm very positive about that. As I said, I'm positive about the financial condition of the company. I've never been more proud of Tom Shoey and his team for the way that we have run our business, stayed to our core, and managed the financial side of the business with this conservative view of managing our assets in the most effective way. I think somebody asked me, bless you, somebody asked me a minute ago, what is the most important thing that you can do for the holiday? I think the most important thing you could have done for this holiday is to position yourself as a company that saves people money so they can live better. I think the position that we are in worldwide, where the customer has faith in us and they trust us to have the great prices on name brand merchandise and on other products, is what positions us for this holiday season. The other thing I would say, and I don't want to oversell it, but I feel it to my core, is that we have the best management team at Walmart, excluding myself, at Walmart, that we have had in years and possibly ever. You will get more exposure to that group. I think what you will see is since last year, that group has come together in even closer. They have, in the Walmart U.S. in particular, they have one focus. They have 10 words that they use, and Eduardo, I'm sure, will talk about those. They understand what the customer's going through, and they are positioned to take care of that customer. You will see Mike Duke and the presentation in International, exactly where we're going there. And you will see what Doug is doing in Sam's and Doug's direct responsibility for merchandising that exists today that didn't exist 3 weeks ago. And I think you will have the same degree, not of comfort, but the same degree of encouragement that even though there's very little visibility for you and what the market's going to do, or very little visibility for Walmart and what the economy is going to do, I think you will be assured that Walmart is positioned relative to our peers extraordinarily well. My guess is, and I've been in this for 30 years, that Christmas will come on December the 25th of this year. And Walmart around the world will have the merchandise and we will have the best prices in the marketplace. And that we will, in fact, have a Christmas. It is not unusual in these times for people to actually go out of their way to treat their family well, to make sure they celebrate as a unit those things that they can control, when in much of their life right now they don't feel in control. I think that's the reason that Dottie's going to tell you later, and I'm sorry, Dottie, but children's apparel is doing well. I think it's the reason that children's Halloween costumes are doing well. Because where people have enough money, they want to treat their family right. And Walmart around the world is the place to do that. Warren Buffett says that a company that has sustainable differences from their competitors, a sustainable competitive advantage, is like a castle with a moat. And his charge to his managers is to widen that moat. I think that is the opportunity that Walmart has today. We have to be conservative in the management of our cash. conservative in the management of our balance sheet, which, by the way, in the last few weeks, we have borrowed several hundred millions of dollars in commercial paper as we built our inventory for the holiday. And we've borrowed that for, I'd say, Tom, substantially less than 2%, particularly this past week, but less than 2% interest rates. So we're getting, our shareholders are getting the advantage of the conservative way in which we run the finances of the company. We see this as the opportunity to widen our moat. I don't really want to apologize for being positive, but I am. I think, without in any way sounding arrogant, because these are difficult times for our customers, they're difficult times for our competitors, these are challenging times. But in my mind, there is no doubt that this is Walmart time. This is the kind of environment that Sam Walton built this company for. And it is our charge to be the emissary, the representative, the agent of our customer to help them save money and live better during this time. And that's all that I have. And I think Eduardo has got a great presentation for you. I think he got back from London last night about 9 o'clock, so he's feeling quite chipper now here after lunch. And Eduardo, I guess you are next.